Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's today's Tuesday, ain't it? Laura? Today's the 21st. It is a Monday? Muck and Fun Day. Wow, man, I lost a day. It's the equinox, the 21st day of September 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, my brother John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with John and myself today. Well, it is currently 68 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 73 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And man, it's cooled down. I mean, I think it was like 33 outside this morning. Yesterday I brought the propane heaters in, and God, depressing. Jesus Christ Almighty, there was no summer. They stole our fucking summer from us. They're dirty sons of bitches, man. May they rot in hell. Anyway, how's the weather today out there, Nazi Joysy, John? Laura's not seeing him on the call-in line. He's probably fighting a computer, plugging things in, rebooting. You guys know how it works. Let's see what we got here to start out with. Armed residents confront COVID-19 testing teams conducting random door-to-door blood tests. We'll get into that when we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. I didn't hear no ding. John, are you there? Negative. Well, we'll jump into this article, and hopefully John's fighting to get up on the air. No doubt. Anyway, this is armed residents confront COVID-19 testing teams conducting random door-to-door blood tests. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. In states across the country, health departments are launching COVID-19 antibody testing surveys that the stated goal of these surveys is to better understand how many people in the region have previously had COVID-19. As part of the initiative, teams of health officials, paramedics, and even members of the fire department are being dispatched across cities nationwide and going to random homes. When they visit a random home, they ask the resident to answer some survey questions and give a blood sample. This is to determine the number of people who have been infected in the past. In Minnesota, tests like the one I mentioned above are also taking place. Health officials are conducting random testing of households in 180 communities across Minnesota as part of a survey to better understand the spread of COVID-19. The Minnesota study, like the ones being carried out in other cities, is being done with the help of the Federal Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Both the blood sample and the survey are entirely voluntary, just like wearing that fucking mask is entirely voluntary. And then now you have goddamn store owners. You got to remember, this has always been our goddamn problem. Industry. They not only will they not put their goddamn liberty above their life, they won't put it above their fucking mammon. Even if they have to violate your fucking rights, and because you know what, you're the only one that can enforce those goddamn rights, because the corporation is the one that's telling them to violate your fucking rights, even though they know they do not have the authority. They have no court order. They have no warrant. They have denied you procedural due process. They have pissed all over your fucking Bill of Rights. But hey, it's their money, and their money comes before your fucking freedom, like it always has. That's why this is a corporate welfare state.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, they put that petrodollar on a pedestal.
Yeah, yes, they put it above my fucking liberty, and that's a goddamn fact. And for that, they will hang. You cocksuckers out there that are doing this, that are telling your employees to violate my goddamn rights, and I got the right to fucking beat them down for trying it, because you are breaking the goddamn law, and you know it. And you're doing it because your fucking mammon's more important than my fucking rights, like it always has been. That's how you fucking managed to get this goddamn corporate fucking country fucking in the order it's in today. Don't you just fucking love it, people out there? You ones that are not fucking merchants? When you go in there and that son of a bitch tells you you have to wear a mask, he's breaking the fucking law. He or she has zero jurisdictional authority to tell you to do anything. They do not have an order from a court. Not even a fucking phony ass goddamn administrative admiralty court. They have no fucking authority over you. It's like meeting you on the sidewalk. You walk up and somebody blocks your way on the sidewalk. You go to sidestep them. They step over there and they're not going to let you fucking pass. That's called stand your ground law. You got the right to use any fucking force you feel necessary to remove them from your fucking way. They can't show you any kind of fucking legal jurisdiction to tell you you cannot go anywhere. And the goddamn owners of these stores, they fucking know it. But hey, man, their fucking money is more important than your fucking rights. Even if these cocksuckers could all stick together, but of course they're all members of the Masonic Lodge and they've been given their fucking orders from the Lodge. But the bottom line here is, even if they would stick together and just say, fuck you, there ain't nothing. If we'd all stick together and just say, fuck you, there ain't nothing they could do about it. But that's not going to happen in the United States of fucking coward America, is it? Both the blood sample and the survey are entirely voluntary. This is entirely voluntary. Yeah, like your taxes are entirely voluntary. Next week they'll be coming out like fucking this goddamn YouTube video I watched of this woman they fucking arrested out on the goddamn streets for not wearing a mask voluntarily. They have no authority to order you to do nothing, and they know it. And you know it. I think we have JD with us. Is he there, buddy? Well, the screen's showing him there.
Hello.
There you are.
Hey, bro. How are you?
I'm well, and how are you today?
I'm doing fine. I apologize for being so late. I got caught in friggin' traffic, man. You wouldn't believe how dense it is out there. All the Monday drivers are out.
Well, it's going to happen, and I believe you absolutely, because the cities are populated by stupid people, and stupid people tend to move slower than fucking regular folk. Anyway, how are you today, and how's things out there in Nazi Jersey?
Well, the weather's spectacular as far as that goes. Sunny, dry, it's cool. It's in the 60s during the day, high 60s, in the 50s at night, so that's beautiful. But, you know, the tyranny, we stopped for a quick bite to eat. I had some errands to run with a friend. The governor of New Jersey on that, and he was just waxing, going on about, what the hell's the name of it? Ginsburg, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, yeah, you know, the Supreme Court Justice who... died of cancer. Meanwhile, they don't recognize the fact she was the cancer. Yep. She was a traitor to the bone.
She's an old Jew cunt.
It was interesting to listen to one communist talk about another communist. But by golly, you would think these were the best people in the world, Henry. You would think these are the only people in the world you need to fix all our problems. Meanwhile, they're the ones causing it.
I know. They've done such a good job up to now. How in the hell could we think of changing?
Absolutely. Now, I missed the top of the program here. What'd you open up with here?
Well, we got armed residents confront COVID-19 testing teams conducting random door-to-door blood tests. And we're talking about here in Minnesota right now, and we're about halfway down
Minnesota,
here.
And weren't they going to do the same thing in Texas, too, the random door-to-door COVID testing?
Oh, they're saying they're doing it across 180 communities in Minnesota and other states across the so-called fucking union.
I remember seeing an article last week talking about how they were going to do that in Texas, and I think there was a couple other states too, but I do remember Texas specifically being mentioned. And so they go knocking on the door, and the guy's armed, and of course they call the police.
Well, exactly. But let's look at that. I'll jump to the paragraph I was on. Both the blood sample and the survey are entirely voluntary. And no, how's that work, John? That voluntary shit.
Well, we can look at how, you know, all them taxes started off as just, it's just voluntary. Remember, the income tax is voluntary. All this stuff is voluntary. Gun registration, that's voluntary.
At least
in some states, it's voluntary.
So is wearing that goddamn mask voluntary. They have no authority to order you to do it, but, I mean, you're seeing people be arrested and fucking jammed around for fucking refusing to volunteer.
Well, and look what they did to people in New Zealand and Australia. I mean, they just put a comment on Facebook that's just questioning the legitimacy of this COVID-19. Well, fuck, man. The goon squad shows up at their house, takes them, arrests them, and put them in jail.
That's
just for a post.
I'm thinking people are getting a little sick of this shit.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah.
Hey, that on the back of a dollar bill, it says, "In God we trust." So I guess that's the God they trust on the back of a dollar. Because if they do come and do this with the blood thing, people better start shooting these people, man, because they are breaking the law.
They're breaking the law.
There
telling
is no
you
law in this country. That's the problem.
There you go.
The rules of enemy force occupation.
There you go. Anyway, voluntary, and no one is being forced to submit anything against their will. Testing like this will most certainly add a benefit to understanding the infection rate and spread of the virus. And the fact that it is voluntary makes it that much more acceptable. That being said, however, given the government's track record through history, even voluntary measures like this one have opened the door for abuse. A group of citizens in Minnesota have taken notice and apparently also taken up arms in an effort to deter it. According to the Pioneer Press, a team of state and federal health workers were recently confronted by armed residents while they were conducting random coronavirus testing in communities across Minnesota. The incident came to light after at least two Twin City area police departments posted an email from the Minnesota Department of Public Safety on their social media accounts. The households are randomly selected so examiners will be out knocking on doors. The message says, "I'm sending this email because a team of MDH and CDC examiners was recently confronted by a group of armed citizens while out in the neighborhood." Uh-oh, the natives grow restless. When confronted by the armed group, the team simply turned around and walked away and were not followed, according to the spokesperson. See, there, you come out volunteering bullshit, motherfucking you communist prick motherfuckers. The incident was unfortunate, Julie Barkey, A spokeswoman for the Minnesota Department of Health said to the Pioneer Press, the team did the right thing by leaving and notifying their study site coordinator of the situation. The vast majority of neighborhoods have been friendly. Really? Well, I guess you ran into some of us. But we will continue to monitor for concerns as we move through different areas of the state. Barkey said, it could have been a simple misunderstanding. We simply don't know. But what's going to happen? They're going to come to somebody's house. They're going to pull a fucking gun and say, get the fuck out. And then, of course, the cops are going to come because how dare you not volunteer? Well, I'm volunteering to blow your goddamn head off if you think you can violate my goddamn guaranteed fucking rights under the Bill of Rights, you son of a bitch. If you think that you fucking have some kind of corporate authority over me, COVID-19 testing motherfuckers. And your corporations. Give it a corporate fucking try. I'll give you a corporate fucking bullet through your head. Back in 2017, FEMA inadvertently exposed 10,000 firefighters, paramedics, and other responders to a deadly form of ricin during simulated bioterrorism response sessions. In 2015, it was discovered that an Army lab had been mistakenly, in quotation marks, shipping deadly anthrax to labs and defense contractors. Well, that sounds like a goddamn corporation to me, for a decade. While these particular incidents have been dismissed as, quote, accidents, you don't have to dig very deep to go very back in the nation's history to uncover numerous cases in which the government deliberately conducted secret experiments on an unsuspecting populace, citizens and non-citizens alike, making healthy people sick by spraying them with chemicals, injecting them with infectious diseases, and exposing them to airborne toxins. At the time, the government reasoned that it was legitimate to experiment on people who did not have full rights in society. That's every goddamn one of you under that 14th fucking amendment. You are a subject. You have no fucking rights. You have the privileges and immunities that are granted to you by the corporate fucking state and the corporate fucking federal fucking government. Such as prisoners and mental patients and poor blacks. And in Alabama, for example, 600 black men with syphilis were allowed to suffer without proper medical treatment in order to study the natural progression of the untreated syphilis. In California, older prisoners had testicles from livestock and from recently executed convicts implanted in them to test their virility. In Connecticut, mental patients were injected with hepatitis. All of this was voluntary. Yeah, you come a fucking, I mean, this is how it always starts. Everything is, you know, when they've told you on the goddamn television. I mean, like I said with Napolitano, they have no authority to order you to do anything. These goddamn store owners, no, they have no goddamn authority. They have no judicial. There's been no due process of the law. It is a dismissal of the fucking Bill of Rights. And they're going along with it. The industrial sons of bitches are going along with it. I want my store operating and making money. I know 15 people that told one fucking merchant here in Chiloquin to fuck off yesterday. They'd never buy another goddamn thing from him. But they're having these goddamn people that work for him come up and act like they have goddamn jurisdictional authority, and they fucking don't. You can stomp them right out of your fucking way and be right well within your rights in doing so. And the fucking cocksucker that owns the place. DOJ releases details on why three U.S. cities were designated Antarctic jurisdictions. What the fuck you reckon that is, people? Antarctic jurisdictions. That means that they're the fucking law there? Huh? This is from Daily Wire. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Department of Justice released details early on Monday morning explaining why three Democratic-controlled, fucking go suck my ass. You, them fucking Republicans, the goddamn Trump-tards, you're just the other side of the fucking communist coin. You're all fucking communists by definition of that fucking word in the English language. Got it?
Hey, Henry.
Yeah.
Hey, how is people supposed to live in a society like this or even create a family if they keep on creating this bullshit for people to try to live? And then I know you talk about the human rights and liberty and freedom, but when is people going to say enough is enough until they come to their doors and force this shit on people? Because they are forcing people against their will that don't want this shit.
Of course they are. And, well, it depends on the person, I suppose. I mean, it depends on whether you're willing to take. I mean, see, that's why that mask thing's so important to them. If they can, how many can they get? They have told you. They told you they cannot make you wear that goddamn mask. And see, these merchants, they got licenses issued by the fucking state and the cities, so that makes their stores public domain. It's like we've talked before about the people who had, you know, who didn't want to bake the wedding cake for the queers. Now, if that was really their fucking store and they had put together a partnership and fucking built them a store in the common law, they could tell anybody to fuck off. But when the preacher accepted that fucking 501c3 joinder with the fucking corporation, the main corporation, the United States Corporation under Title 28, Definition 15, you can see it. When they accepted that, they became businesses. They become incorporated businesses and they became public domain. That means they're fucking inside their stores like a fucking sidewalk. You can't tell me I can't walk and you can't tell me any goddamn thing. You do not have the authority. You can't provide me procedural due process and you have no jurisdictional authority on any goddamn public fucking property. I mean, the goddamn, rent-a-cops, he's got this, Blackwater USA, they pretend to have jurisdiction, but they fucking do not. They're sitting there and they're writing you a goddamn fine. They're putting a charge on you and declaring that you owe this fucking much money. And whoa, wait a minute now. The procedural due process starts at the Fourth Amendment. Or the Fourth Article, sorry about that. And then we move on to the fifth that says, I will have fucking procedural due process before any my property or myself is fucking put in jeopardy. And then you got the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, and the ninth, and the tenth that have to be satisfied before you can, you have to bring me to a jury. And a jury, I mean, goddamn people, you've lost the fucking sense that you can't be told to do something without a court order, even in the fucking admiralty. I mean, I just said so. It's like me going out on the street and saying, I'm going to just start directing people around what they're going to fucking do. Under what? And you ask to see their authority. I can't show you no authority. I have none. I can't have none. I haven't followed the procedural due process that you are guaranteed in that fucking Bill of Rights. But these fucking merchants are doing it because they're facing like $2,500 fines per fucking violation. But instead of saying fucking, hey, fuck you then, we'll shut down every goddamn thing in this whole goddamn country and let the people fucking eat you alive. But no, their fucking mammon is more important than your fucking rights like it always has been because they are the son of a bitches that allowed the conditions to come into existence to allow this communist infiltration and takeover of the United States of these Americas, man. They are, for them, hey, I got my pocket full, man, I got my boat, I take my fucking trips elk hunting up in Alaska or what might have you, I got a good fucking life, I sold your fucking rights to get it. Where I had no goddamn authority. In fact, it was an act of treason and sedition when I did it. But hey, I committed treason and sedition and look at how I'm living. Too bad you're a fucking regular fucking American national that doesn't have any rights because, well, I'm not gonna recognize them. You'll recognize my fucking rights or you'll get a bullet through your fucking head. You son of a bitches, you fucking cowards. You money worshiping pig shit eating motherfuckers. The DOJ identified the cities as being cities that permitted extremist violence and destruction of property to continue while not taking action to stop the criminal acts. The department designated New York City, Portland, and Seattle as being anarchist jurisdictions. Now, by God, if we American nationals, under the fucking supreme ratified law of 1791, came into a fucking area, inserted that fucking law, and enforced that fucking law, and start and threw the son of a bitches out that are there illegally, the corporate motherfuckers. We jailed them and we fucking put together the courts. They would send a fucking army. They would send their fucking corporate fucking United Nations fucking army to kill us, to stop us. No way are you going to do that. But these fucking anarchists and the man, I keep thinking back to the, I can't think of his name. It's go, the anarchists aren't communists. You're a fucking communist piece of shit. I hope I meet you on the battlefield, you little prick motherfucker. I'll cut your fucking head off, you fucking anarchist communist piece of fucking shit. Seattle, the DOJ released the following criteria for evaluating whether a U.S. city is a, quote, anarchist jurisdiction. Rather, a jurisdiction forbids the police from force from intervening to restore order amid widespread or sustained violence or destruction. Now, if we went in, and we, and see, because that police force can't be there. It's a violation of the fucking procedural due process. You just don't have somebody step up with the fucking authority to be judge, jury, and fucking executioner on the sidewalk. The son of a bitch walks up to you and detains you that doesn't even know your name? And you're walking down the goddamn street? Do you think that that meets the fucking criteria in the goddamn Bill of Rights? If you do, you're a fucking idiot. Those cops have no fucking more authority to pull your fucking ass over for a fucking taillight, a signal light, any goddamn reason than these fucking store owners have for telling their fucking employees that you have to have a face mask in or they can't let you in. Be non-confrontational. Yeah, be non-confrontational because you're breaking the fucking law. You should be arrested for fucking treason, sedition, and took over to the fucking straight to the goddamn common law court and fucking tried that day and hung that fucking day. You motherfuckers, you know what you're doing. And you're putting, and you're saying, well, I'll lose money if I don't want fucking tough shit. You're gonna lose your fucking head if you do. Cause this ain't gonna go on forever. People are getting more pissed about this shit every day and you know it. That's why they had, you know, this roof of Gainsborough, that fucking old Jew whore who, when Egypt was all in turmoil from the, what was it, Arab Spring. She came out and suggested that they should have socialism as their government, setting on what's supposed to, what they try to sell you as a Supreme Court that has jurisdiction over you. They don't. They are not elected by we the people. They would be nothing more than an advisory to the goddamn son of a bitches that we did elect to make sure that they, what, everything they done was within the bounds of the Constitution so that we as individuals didn't drag their ass into a common law court and take everything they own or have them hung. And now this is what it's turned into. And I'm telling you people, you get prepared because this fucking election thing coming up, this is where the fucking war is going to fucking begin. These fucking communists have already said that if Trump, the Trump tards, if Trumpy fucking wins, they're burning the whole fucking joint down. Are you really? You think you got what it takes, you motherfuckers? You give it a goddamn go. We'll fucking plant you like goddamn corn, you dirty little pricks. And you will see how many, but how big your fucking balls are. But that's what they're saying. And of course, the other side's saying, if it's gonna be a fucking, a sham, a fucking, like this goddamn election system in this country is anything but a fucking, it makes banana republics fucking blush at how fucking corrupt it is. If Trump don't win, it's corruption and we're gonna raise all the hell. We'll be that faction of communism. They're both communists, but I ain't fighting for either one of you, but I'll kill both of you. You make no mistake, communists, you motherfuckers, you ain't taking this country over. Get it through your fucking head before the bullet goes through, but you won't. Because we understand communists here in the trenches. We understand the only way you deal with the communists is to put a fucking bullet through his head, or her head. That being said, we're at the bottom of the hour, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was social distortion with down here with the rest of us, down here with the most of us, with the fucking largest army that ever exists on this planet. And you have jurisdictions that the goddamn, that this federal corporation are saying are under communist goddamn rule in your country. I guarantee you, under that Bill of Rights, you have the right to kill every fucking one of them. But if you went to fucking enforce the fucking supreme superior law of this land, those same son of a bitches that the Trump tards and the fucking corporate communists, they would send armies against you. So get ready for it, because you're going to fight fucking armies, because communists just don't leave. You have to kill them. That being said, it's time for the tactical report. So I'm going to turn the mic over to John. It's all yours, John. Go.
Okay. Thank you very much, Henry, as always. You know, I remember just seeing one of those little quotes somewhere last week. I don't know who said it, but he says, you know, you can vote your way into communism, but you have to shoot your way out. We're there, people. All right, let's get moving. I am John D., U.S. Marine, fighting tyranny. This is the Tactical Report. It is September 21st, 2020. That is the first day of spring, I believe, and it is 1541 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's 3:41 to all you civilians out there, and to all the retards who think we can vote our way out of this. Mickey's little hand is just past the 3, and his big hand is pointing up near the thing that looks like a little snowman.
John.
That would be the number 8. Yes.
It's spring? We get to do this all over again?
Oh, spring. I'm sorry.
Well, God, say it ain't so.
Say it ain't so. I'm sorry. Obviously, I got that wrong. I think today is the first day of fall. I don't know what time. Notice how they always give you a date and a time. Well, it'll be fall at 5:42 p.m. I don't know what the time is today, but you ever notice how they do that now? I remember when I used to be content just to know what day it was. I didn't have to know the minute, the hour, and the second. All right, let's get moving here. A couple of interesting things. Now, you've heard Henry mention this many times, and, of course, you heard me have to ask him about it because I never bothered to look it up before, but I did take the time this weekend to look up that the federal government is, in fact, defined as a corporation in its own admiralty findings, that is, in its own legal definitions. So I took the time to look it up, and it's under U.S. Code, Title 28, Judiciary and Judicial Procedure, Part 6, Particular Proceedings, Chapter 176, Federal Debt Collection Procedure, Subchapter A, Definitions and General Provisions, Section 3002. All right, did you get all that? So now I'll go a little quicker. U.S. Code, Title 28, Judiciary and Judicial Procedure, Part 6, Particular Proceedings, Chapter 176, Federal Debt Collection Procedure, Subchapter A, Definitions and General Provisions, Section 3002. And when you scroll down under Section 3002, they give a whole bunch of definitions, but when you scroll down, you will find Part 15, United States means A, a federal corporation. There it is in bold print. And then, of course, they give you two other parts with it. There's with Part 15, United States means A, a federal corporation, B, an agency, department, commission, or other entity of the United States, both with capital letters, or C, of the United States. Ooh, love that, instrumentality, because that can mean a lot of things. They can apply that a lot of ways, can't they? But I do love that. United States means, hey, first one. And remember, they typically list the definitions in order of priority. It's like when you look on a product and you're looking to see what the ingredients are. the ingredients are usually listed by what constitutes the bulk of the ingredients first, down to the ingredients that constitute the least amount of substance in there. So when you see, like, if you look at orange juice, typically you'll see water as listed first, because water is mostly what orange juice is. And then it'll give you a list of everything else, and that's as you go into less and less of the those particular items, that's the listed in. So the first items are usually the most prevalent items in that whatever it is, you know, that mixture, that food, whatever it is you're looking up. Well, so, and this is the same here, little definitions, I would assume, since I have them listed in a particular order of priority. Part 15, the United States means a federation. You have to assume that is its most prominent definition. All right. You often hear Henry refer to it as U.S. Code 28 or 28, Part 15. That's the way he usually says it. But when you look at the entire definition or chain, you know, to find where it is, that's what I just read you. You would go to U.S. Code Title 28, which is judiciary and judicial proceedings. Then you would go down to Part 6, which would be particular proceedings. Then you would go to Chapter 176, Federal Debt Collection Procedure. Then you would go to Subchapter A, Definitions and General Provisions. Then you would go to Section 3002, Definitions. And then you would scroll down, because there's 15 parts in it, 16 parts altogether. Part 15 is the definition of the United States, a federal corporation. There it is, people, in black and white. All right, let's get moving. Let's take a quick fly over these financial markets, that fraud, that con that we are told is, is the United States is our financial system. It's the financial markets. Meanwhile, it's a complete fraud, people. It's a con. 99.9999% financial markets, not just the United States, but the world's financial markets, the monetary systems, are complete and absolute fraud. They're nothing more than a glorious Ponzi scheme. And that remaining 0.00001% is actually all the stuff that does exist. You know, the cars that are being made, the washing machines, the dryers, the oil, the stuff that's made and is in transport and on those ships, those big merchant ships, those big cargo ships, because those cargo ships are real and they're worth something, of course. So all that stuff is real, but it's actually insignificant compared to the monumental fraud of the financial system. Because you can't have more than a planet worth of stuff, of value, of real stuff. Planet is supposedly worth about $750 trillion, and that's with everything on it. Your water resources, the buildings, your infrastructure, the people, factories, all of the equipment that's made. You put all that together, and supposedly the entire value of the planet is roughly $750 trillion. Well, how in the world could you possibly have well over $2 quadrillion in debt and derivatives and bonds and everything else, all these financial instruments which are complete fraud, when the entire planet is only worth a fraction of that? That's right. You can't. That's why it's a fraud. Let's get moving here very quickly. They have been moving in and squashing gold again. There's another smash down and gold, and we're getting back into that old pattern. Right around 10 o'clock, 10:30 Eastern Daylight Time, you see the smackdown in the price of gold occur. This morning, it was at about $1,958, roughly, and then they did a down where they actually drove the price well below $1,900 an ounce, and then it recovered quickly, so its current price is at $1,900 an ounce. But this is working in your favor, because it gives you another opportunity if you want to convert some of that fiat currency you have into something that will retain its purchasing power for future use. This might be a good time to buy some if you're looking to buy some gold. If you prefer something with what they call the poor man's gold, well, that's silver. And silver also had a smackdown in its price. It's down a whopping $2.17 today. That's a big drop. It's down to $24.55 an ounce. And personally, and many of the professionals will state this over, and that by far silver seems to be the much, much better play. The reason you might invest in some gold is if you're one of those few people that has so much money that you don't want 30, 40, 50, 100, 500 pounds in silver, well, you would convert some of that to gold, which has the same amount of value, but in a much, much smaller package. All right, let's get moving here. Let's see. Let's scroll down, take a quick look at the fraud indices that we call the stock market and the financial market indicators. Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently down 245 points today at 27,657. The U.S. Zala Index is at 93.55%, and all that means is that its purchasing power is eroding a little bit quicker than the other currencies. It is not a measure of purchasing power or wealth or anything else. All the U.S. dollar index is a comparison between it and a basket of six other currencies as to its relative value, and that's it. So if they're all losing value at the same time at about this, then they all maintain with each other. That's all it means. Crude oil is down $1.55 at $39.56 a barrel on the New York spot market. All right, real quick, and the last one, the cryptocurrencies, the Bitcoin. It's down $427 today alone, down to $10,507. Now remember, Bitcoin was almost up to 12,000. I think it did breach 12,000 briefly. Oh, what was that? About 2 weeks ago, a week and three quarters ago, or something like that. And now it's lost a considerable amount, and another $428 today to bring it down to 10,500. You see, people, that is one of your key indicators that it is not a monetary system. It is not money, because money tends to be very, very consistent in its value, where clearly Bitcoin is anything but consistent in value. And for people who follow the cryptocurrencies, which I consider a decent gambling device, if you have a little insight and you have the balls to throw your money into this stuff and possibly lose it all, the other one that people sometimes bet on is called Ethereum. And that's down $26 at $345 for one of their coins. Going on. Now, about some of this stuff. Now, here's a fabulous article if you want to get a little bit of insight into the coming chaos that is the complete destruction purchasing power by all these currencies, not just the U.S. dollar, the U.S. dollar, which is, there is no U.S. dollar. It's the Federal Reserve Note, which was created by the internet communists for the purpose of instituting international communism in this country and other countries around the world. They're all going to go to their intrinsic value. As Voltaire said back in the 1700s, all fiat currencies go to their intrinsic value of zero. Well, since the creation of the Federal Reserve Note, it has lost 98% of its purchasing power, of its value. So it only has 2% left to go. That's not a big drop, people. But when it does make that drop, that's when it's completely and utterly worthless to you, meaning $1,000 won't buy you a loaf of bread. Maybe $5,000 won't even buy you a loaf of bread. And, of course, I talked about 2007, the Zimbabwe currency, where a loaf of bread cost a few Zimbabwe dollars in 2007. But by early 2008, just a year later, they were printing the $100 trillion Zimbabwe note, and it couldn't even buy you that loaf of bread. Same thing that happened in Weimar Germany, right? That's what's coming, people, because all of these fraud currencies are going to the bottom. In fact, the phrase typically used is they're in a race to the bottom, meaning they're in a race to become utterly worthless. Now, over in King World News, here's a great article. Graez, and you've heard me mention him several times, and I like him because he's a little bit more dearth in how he talks about this stuff, rather than leaving it in the typical academic terms, the couched language, the terms of the economist, which are basically the language of bullshit. Now, Egon tends to be a bit more earthy in how he talks about this stuff. So over in King World News, his article is, "The Fooling and, quote, the Dark Years, end quote, as the world prepares to descend into total chaos." Now, this is interesting because there was a book written called The Dark Years, and it really talks about the currency crashes and so forth, and this is what he's alluding to. An interesting article because you can go all the way down. It's fairly long for King World News articles, which tend to be kind of short, but he talks about the printed money. He talks about price of the Dow, the Dow, you know, the financial market index versus the price of gold, which, as many have said, they will align one day. Whatever the Dow is probably what the price of gold will be. So when you have Dow 50,000, you're going to have gold at $50,000 an ounce. Now, I don't know what the correlation is. I'm not sure I understand why they always keep going down to this one-to-one correspondence, but I've seen many, many of these financial experts talk about this, including Schiff, including Egon von Greyers, but I've never seen them explain why, but they do it quite a bit, so I got to believe that there is some underlying mathematical process that keeps drawing them to that conclusion. I don't know what it is, but this article doesn't talk about that, but it talks about a lot of other interesting things, including, and this is one of the sections in this article, the U.S. is bankrupt. Well, no shit. When your national debt is $26.5 trillion and your total national debt, everything, all the debts put together, state, county, and everything else, your unfunded liabilities, and that's almost $100 trillion, yeah, that's no stretch of the imagination to say, your country's broke. But he talks about the implications of that. And of course, and the last one, and this is the one that might be of interest to you, the imminent demise of the dollar. And that's one of the sections in this article. So if you're interested in trying to understand how this may occur and what are some of the more relevant warning signs you will see immediately preceding the complete collapse of the dollar, this may be of interest to you to go read that article. All right, let's get moving. Over in Zero Hedge, I love this. Now, remember, we've been talking about this COVID-19. And remember, if nothing else, at least remember this statement. COVID-19 is a political emergency, not a medical one. There is no COVID-19 pandemic, people. What they're calling the coronavirus pandemic is nothing more than a fake out, a con, a fraud, because a coronavirus is not. It is not a particular disease. It's an umbrella term used to describe a family of viral infections that a person could get, and typically what they do get is the simple cold. That's typically a coronavirus. Now, they're trying to say there's such a thing as corona-19, but here's what I've found, people. Typically, when you have something like this, especially something which has had global implications, entire shutdowns of countries around the world, I have still not seen any medication or medical team given the credit for actually identifying old COVID-19 virus. Normally what happens is when the medical team who has been searching for it finds it first, they typically name the virus after the doctor or the medical team that were the first one isolated, that is to actually physically identify this genetically unique pathogen. They honor of being having the virus or the disease named after them. This hasn't happened, and no matter how much research I found, I can't find a single instance of a doctor, a hospital, an institution, or a medical team being given the credit for isolating and identifying the specific pathogen they keep calling COVID-19, because there is none, people. And so how can you have a vaccine when you haven't identified the actual virus? And how can you have a vaccine if you haven't identified the virus, you can't identify the antibody that goes to it? Because there is none, people. But yet they keep talking about how they got all these vaccines in the pipeline, how all these vaccines are almost ready. How can you have a vaccine when you haven't even found the fucking virus yet? Or you haven't found in so-called 20 million confirmed cases of COVID-19, the global tally, the last number I saw was something like 20 million. You've had 20 million infected people, but yet I have not seen anyone actually say they have identified the antibody from one of these infected people. You got 20 million people to pick from. Pick one. Pick a dozen. Pick 100. Pick 1,000. But yet they haven't found the COVID-19 antibody in a single person yet, when you got supposedly 20 million people who have been infected with it? Know why they haven't, people? Because it's pure filtering. Because it is not a medical emergency. It is a political emergency. And it is international communists going from their covert attempts to overthrow the globe to their covert attempts to take complete control of the planet to their overt revealing of what they're trying to do. They have to have a vehicle. They have to have a mechanism. They have to have a line of bullshit to try and con the entire world's population with as to why they should be put in charge. And they think this is the ultimate excuse, people. Well, it isn't, because we do have the antidote, even though we, patriots, haven't found the virus. We do have the antidote, and it's called a high-speed injection of lead. Oh, yeah, that'll cure any communist, especially when injected into the brain matter at high velocities. You bet, people, because that is the only cure they understand. Going on. Talking about how ridiculous this is and how they keep, how it's clear. They're not going to back down, people. They've gone all in. This is it. They're making their move. This is their big gamble. They're all in as in a poker game. When you take your pile of cash, you don't even count it. You just push the whole pile of cash into the middle pot, and you say, all in. That's what these international communists are right now, people. They are all in. Because if they lose, they understand. We're going to hold them accountable. And when we hold them accountable, that means death for them. Death for them. And they don't want that. So they're going to push this and push this and push this. And now look how stupid, how extreme they're getting in some cases. Over in IntelliHub, UK fines $13,000 to those who break quarantine during the second wave. Oh, remember we talked about this in June? Remember we said, oh, they're going to say there's a second wave. No question about it. They have to. Although they're not sure about it right now. Oh, but there could be a second wave in the fall when the cool weather comes. Well, people, here it is. Now they're announcing the second wave is here. And if you break quarantine during that second wave and you're over there in the UK, in Britain, well, now they've gone from a $20 fine or a $50 fine or a $200 fine. Now it's $13,000 for defying their communist directives. Because that's all it is, people. There is no fucking pandemic. It's about the communism. Going on. Over in, shit hit the fan plan. I like this. Public health experts suggest mask wearing is permanent. Well, here we go, people. Remember when this started? Oh, we just had to have a 2-week back in March or February, I believe it was, late February, early March. We just got to have a 2-week shutdown of things. Then the 2 weeks became 4 weeks. Then the 4 weeks became 2 months. Then the 2 months became the entire spring. Then the spring became the summer. Now it's talking about the second wave and the second wave going through the entire fall and the entire winter of 20 and 2021. Oh, no, no. Now we're talking about the permanent wearing of masks, people. Yeah. That's your international communism, people. Hard at work because they have taken their cash pile, they've pushed the entire pile into the middle of the table, and they have said, all in. Well, so are we, people. So you better get your guns ready, you better get your ammos ready, because this is going to be a shit fight to the death, because they ain't backing down, period. Anyway, unless there's any questions or comments from me, I'm going to hand it back to my
JD.
Friend. I'm your brother. Yeah, come on up.
Hey, JD. Hey, I didn't know if you heard about that digital money that the feds are trying to create for 2021.
Yes, I've heard it. Yep.
Oh, you heard about that? Okay. And then I heard another article. I saw another article about they were doing that lockdown down in Israel, and they're doing the same thing out there in Israel with the fines if the people walk outside as total communists.
Well, remember, Israel is a Zionist state. Israel is not a country. Israel is a Zionist state of international terrorism that occupies a country called Palestine. There is no country of Israel. Remember how the so-called country of Israel was created? United Nations General Assembly Resolution 181, November 29th, 1947, where the UN, which was created by the Rockefellers as an advisory agency, just suddenly declared, out of nowhere, out of thin air, that they had the right to take away somebody's country, called Palestine, and that they also had the right to just give it to anybody they designated, which they called the Zionist Jews. Well, they don't. There is no country of Israel. Israel was created by the Rothschilds for the purpose of international terrorism. That's all Israel is.
And you are 100% correct.
Thank you.
Well,
I like when I'm right, because I'm not always right, but I do try and do my research.
Well, I guess you didn't hear that the king of the Jews, Donald J. Trump, declared that it was a state, even though under international law it's an occupation. He declared the state of Israel the other day when he made that deal with a United Arab Emirate and I think it's Ammar for the arms deals.
That deal, right, about the two-state solution, which did not involve the Palestinians, strangely enough, even though they're the center of it. And, of course, they want to give him the Nobel Peace Prize, just like they wanted to give Obama the Nobel Peace Prize, even though he actually increased the amount of people and the amount of troops in Afghanistan and the number of deaths that were occurring there. But you know what, Henry? Barry Satoru, he earned that Nobel Peace Prize on behalf of his owners.
He sure as hell did. And don't forget that this whole fucking deal is for fucking F-35 fighter jets, this peace deal.
Oh, that's right. And remember, now, what do those cost, Henry? What, almost $1 billion apiece by the time you throw an avionics package in there?
Oh, and we're going to give 8 to Israel because they were willing to go along with this peace plan.
Well, now remember, Henry, I covered this, what was it, 3 years ago? We got to be grateful that's all Israel's asking for now, because what was it, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, Israel wanted us to give them an aircraft carrier.
Well, they're getting ready to put a direct tax on our people. I don't see why in the hell they shouldn't get an aircraft carrier to boot. Hell, I don't need a fishing boat.
Oh, and they didn't just want the aircraft carrier. They also wanted us to load it with the jets for them, too.
Well, we better get the fuck on it, man. That's the fucking, that's the king. Well, I used to say King Netanyahu, but apparently it's King Trump. I mean, that's the Jews saying it, not me.
So yeah, what would have been the phrase if this was 300 years ago? All hail King Trump.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. You can think of...
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say that when you guys were talking about King Trump, well, people forgot about when they got recorded, Trump got recorded on that bus, he was saying that they touched them women's private parts. And I said, only a fool would go out there and vote for this idiot Trump or Biden.
Well, yeah, anybody that, I mean, they're this, like this thing with this that Supreme Court fucking nominee bullshit. That they are doing everything in their, who knows if the bitch is even dead, okay? She probably is. I mean, she's like 150 fucking years old. But like I said, when over there in, Egypt, she said they needed socialism over there. This fucking supposed Supreme Court justice for the United States of the Americas. Man, I'll tell you guys. And now they've got this in the thing. Oh, now people, I wasn't gonna vote, but we gotta stop that. You know, we gotta stop these. Hey, you ain't gonna stop shit. It don't matter which fucking figurehead the Jews stick up there. This fucking shit is going forward. It's coming to your fucking door because you've allowed it to get that goddamn far. You could have stopped it fucking before it even got into this goddamn country. But you didn't do it. Clear back in Roosevelt's time. When you built the fucking, I mean, when the United States went to Europe to save international communism, to be the fucking threat that it is. Remember just like in the middle of all this shit, John, when they came out and they were talking about getting rid of Al-Qaeda, the threat of Al-Qaeda, like they were the threat, like we got rid of communism, and now it's sitting right here in their face, I mean, your face, they're saying, I mean, like they think you're so fucking stupid, you can't remember yesterday. But I'll tell you what, people.
Hey, Henry, you brought up a thing. Whatever happened to Al-Qaeda? Remember them? I mean, they were impossible to eradicate. They were so well-funded, so well-organized. They were so secret, it was impossible to get rid of them. But, gee, I haven't heard about them lately, have you?
Al who?
Ooh, yeah, exactly. Al who?
What happened to the school shootings and shit? Oh, that's right. Coronavirus came.
This, I'll tell you what. You people better be getting ready to fucking fight, because this fight's coming to you. It will come straight to your fucking door. And you'll either fucking run.
The communists, they're all in.
They're all in. You better push your pile out in the middle, too, and get to shooting. Anyways, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, if you want to do just the simplest thing, I mean, you don't even have to be brave to do it. Well, not, maybe you're scared to do it. I don't know. But unregister to vote. So that you, so they can't, can be no pretense that you're giving your consent to fucking international communism, making you an international communist. And if you go fucking vote, you are a fucking communist. Plain and simple. That's the English language talking to you. That's logic. That's physics talking to you. And that is the word from the trenches.